And you're listening to Radio Statler. We just wrapped up the Ed Snowden conversation. We're going to go ahead and keep it rolling here with a couple of interviews. So we have Gus here. And tell me who you're with.
I'm with Thomas Dulkith, and I'll let him introduce himself.
So I'm hard at work volunteering for the Free Software Foundation. As I have done at a couple of previous Hope occurrences, and I've also helped Hack Manhattan set up their Facetron 6000 photo booth, which sadly isn't up at the moment due to some miscoordination earlier about who was going to be minding it.
So what is the Free Software Foundation? What is the mission? What is your guys' goal?
So the Free Software Foundation is an advocacy organization for free, as in Libre, an open source software. They're the creators of the GNU public license, GNU general public license, which is used by the Linux kernel. And they advocate that users should be able to control, run, modify, and be in power of their own computing environment. And for that, they promulgate some copyright licenses under the copyleft moniker, kind of subverting the intention of copyright to restrict what people can do to things, but to maintain only such restrictions as helping to ensure sharing of the code and ensuring a user's right to modify the code.
Mm-hmm. And do you guys promote the user's right to do it for all software or specific software that, like, members of the Free Software Foundation?
For all, the goal of the Free Software Foundation is that all software should be universally free and open. Free as in Libre. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the people who have spent, like, hundreds and hundreds of hours creating this software and their kind of interest in protecting their work?
Well, everyone, of course, has to choose the model that they think is right for themselves. Sharing is generally a good thing in the world.
It is progress.
Allowing more people to contribute and control software is an ethical stance. So it stands apart from business. The Free Software Foundation certainly wants to encourage people to get revenue from work around software, but just not by by selling the license, by selling services around the license, whatever they want mm-hmm. to do, but not selling a license to the software.
Okay, and what is the Free Software Foundation doing here at Hope? What is your...
So we have a table where we're promoting the Free Software Foundation. We're selling T-shirts with various friendly messages like happy hacking and free software, free society. And the latest campaign, Run GCC, which try to work towards cooperating on the GCC compiler, which some proprietary companies, led by Apple specifically, have sought to move away from, so that they don't have to share things with their users. They're somehow afraid of their users tinkering with the code.
And what other types of pushback have you seen to your kind of promoting of this free software?
Well,
especially?
So there are now, there's always been a tension between people advocating in the free software movement, people advocating more permissive licenses because they want to get a lot of money in a proprietary version locking up the code and not sharing things. So, you know, that's the view that some big companies like Apple take, where the Free Software Foundation thinks that sharing is a better ethical model for the world.
Yeah, and it'll help progress and create new technologies that everyone can enjoy. And what does Hack Manhattan do? What is your...
So Hack Manhattan is a hackerspace which started a little bit before HOPE 2 years ago. And it's located on 14th Street near 7th Avenue. And it's got a lot of dedicated people in a great space with working on all sorts of projects from 3D printing to making passenger pigeon birds in replica.
And are there any projects that they're doing that you're particularly interested in or engaged with?
I personally am interested in scanning books. That was my motivation for joining Hack Manhattan, to acquire some coordination with people with hardware knowledge about building devices that's outside software, et cetera, other focuses of my interest. And there are some great people at Hack Manhattan with all sorts of knowledge. So I'm interested building a book scanner that's highly efficient and made with do-it-yourself technology instead of some off-the-shelf components that would be expensive and not really designed for the user.
And how can people get involved with Hack Manhattan?
It's open for membership. Anyone interested is welcome to join. And on Tuesday evenings, every Tuesday evening, there's an open house where we encourage people to come, look around, and build something.
Okay, and is there like a website or a URL so you can check it out?
Hackmanhattan.com for Hack Manhattan. The Free Software Foundation is fsf.org. And they have many other domains also for their various projects, like the GNU project for GNU Linux, GNU.org.
And how's your reception at HOPE been with Hack Manhattan and the Free Software Foundation?
Fantastic for the Free Software Foundation. Unfortunately, I had to choose my commitment, and my prior commitment was for the Free Software Foundation. So much as I advocated for more participation from people at Hack Manhattan at HOPE, we didn't have a lot of volunteer effort, so we haven't been able to do quite as much as I had hoped. based on my past experience volunteering for the Free Software Foundation at HOPE, which is excellent. It's just a great rapport between the people at HOPE. It's a good match between their interests and the interests of the Free Software Foundation.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely seems to line up with everything that HOPE is about.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that's actually all we have time for, but thanks for having us, Thomas Dolkin from Free Software Foundation and Hack Manhattan.
Thank you.